Welcome to Stories from Chosun, the audio version of the House of Chosun blog posts available at chosunhouse.com. Today, God puts things in writing. Just how important is the Word of God, the written Word, that is, the written Word? Well, most of you already know. If you complain out loud at work, not much will happen. But put in writing that you're strongly considering another job, and your post might be filled immediately. Try getting a loan from the bank with a smile and a please and a thanks. But sign your life away, and the money flows in. You can say you were at the meeting, but when the boss sees your signature on the sign-in sheet, it's a done deal. The government can say they want to lower your taxes, but laws to do such must be in writing. They can say the new machine is easily put together, even show you a picture of what it is supposed to look like, but a written set of instructions is what makes the difference. Government leaders can promise their counterparts that they will not attack, but a written document eases everyone's fears. You say this car is yours? Where's the written title? I think I've made my point. The old song goes, it's real for it's written. Yes, when it's written down is when truth becomes something we can take to the bank. Christians have been hearing good things from pulpits for many years, but how many true believers will stick around if the preacher doesn't prove that what he's preaching is written? Oh, how wonderful that our God is an author, a writer. Wonderful that he breathed his spirit on 40-plus writers over 1,600 years and through them gave us a book. Yes, it was 66 books, but the unity is so great that we have always thought of it as one book, the book. Brother Peter says that the prophecies of old were of divine, not human, origin. Men were moved along by the Spirit. So the written word has come down to us. That's 2 Peter 1, verses 20 and 21. God's promises are sure. He wrote it down. He passed it on. Our brothers and sisters in North Korea and other suffering nations need to hear the precious promises of God. He saves. He forgives. He heals. He comforts. He guides. He's coming. Eternal life. Joy. Peace. Love. It's all in there. And it's all true. They deserve to see and believe it for themselves. Who will get the word to them, the written word? Will you join me in prayer to that end? Thank you for listening today. Visit us anytime at chosunhouse.com. There's a lot of information there about North Korea. Definitely enough to get you started and to get you praying about this land that's been in such bad straits for so long. Check the sermon audio site that you're on for Bible teachings by myself also, Bob Faulkner. EzineArticles.com also has articles and both about the Bible and North Korea. You know, North Korea really needs Jesus, needs his word. Let's pray that God will have his way in Chosun. God bless you today.